gold and Bitcoin walk hand in hand. Gold and Bitcoin are setting new record highs at the same time. Now, we've been documenting the gold part, but not so the Bitcoin part. The interesting thing, as you well know, is that gold is the ultimate safe haven asset, while Bitcoin is a highly risky and speculative play and is either heavily regulated or banned totally, depending on where you are, and not so with gold, of course. So what does it say about the markets when both these asset classes, almost at the opposite ends of the spectrum, rise in unison to record highs? I reached out to the Sydney-based Peter McGuire, the Australia CEO of trading firm XM.com, and I began by asking him what was driving this unusual phenomenon and what his outlook was, particularly for gold.
When you're thinking about what Bitcoin's done in the last 14 months, nothing short of you shake your head in disbelief. It's just mind-blowing. And gold has had such a dramatic rally, really from those lows that we experienced in early October. In that window of time, you're up 20%. So I think there's many different reasons that also you've got to look at central banks and buying of gold and of course, the attraction from the retail public in the sense of having gold under the bed, under the pillow and everywhere else. And the attraction is very much global. So there's that side of it. And then, you know, with the, it's been turbocharged with, you know, direct purchases, as we mentioned, from central banks, and China's certainly leading the charge. And you've got, I think, a degree of uncertainty with interest rates, policy, inflation, and that crept up overnight. You saw those US numbers, which isn't a good sign. And that would be, I think, add more fuel to the fire as far as when do we see blast off with a rate cut projection. And then all of those moving parts working through, I think there's been some people have looked for the opportunity. And this has been very much the part of the attraction, and the hordes have very much bought into it, and the price has demonstrated. You only got to see one thing, Gavin, and that is price. And price has shown us, you know, what we saw the other day, 2200. So it's just been spectacular, right? As I said, there's many different viewpoints, but that just crystallizes and simplifies.
And I'll come to gold in a moment, but what does this say about the way the markets or investors are buying? I'm also assuming it could be two different kinds of investors, because Bitcoin is on one end of the spectrum and gold is on another end of the spectrum as assets go. And yet both seem to be moving at this point almost in tandem.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, you've got the paper market that's been introduced now to Bitcoin in the sense of ETFs and that style of investing. And of course, what you're doing with actual holding crypto itself. And we've got the situation presenting itself next month, halving in April. And that's the last time they did that. It happens every 4 years. So that was 4 years ago from the halving of Bitcoin. And that's, I think, going to add more fuel to the fire because there's only so many tokens. And I think that that'll probably push price up. I'm hearing numbers quoted, you know, 100 to 200,000 by end of year. So that's US dollars. So let's just see what happens. There seems to be a stampede on there at the moment. And that's just the situation. So how long it lasts for, Gavin, I don't know. But maybe we're in bubble territory or we're not.
Yet all of this seems to reflect a certain, let's say, race to get onto assets which are either safer or going to appreciate more than whatever else is available. Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, I think so. I mean, you've got to be conscious that as far as the big picture from a property standpoint, you've got 20% of commercial properties. I saw a number. It's the largest, it's the biggest washout that we've ever seen in the US that are vacant. You've got the property market is absolutely capitulated in China. So there's that storyline. So when you're saying where you've, you know, traditional asset classes, there's only so many places you can hold funds. That creates the geopolitical uncertainty as well. What's going on? And, you know, we're worrying about, I suppose, the recessionary fears and the overall, you know, demand picture is very, very strong. And I think that's the nervousness in entering the market. And that's where people are, you know, hedging their bets, so to speak, and buying gold.
What's the outlook like, at least as you're seeing it, given all these factors, both on the demand side, particularly on the demand side, both from, as you said, central banks, as well as people who want to keep some gold under their pillow? So you have both these sets of investors or buyers in the market right now. But what's the outlook?
Well, I think it's strong. You've got to say that I think the overall theme is going to be very strong certainly for the rest of this year and well into 25, I would think, because the market, many analysts were saying, Gavin, you will see probably in the second half of this year, you could touch 2,200. Well, we've got there in the first just over 2 months, and the momentum has been extraordinary over the last, 4 to 5 weeks. Very, very strong, probably up the best part of, 10%. It's up 20% since, as I mentioned, in October. So there's that side of it. And then the next side is, does this momentum keep on going moving forward? The geopolitics, the inflation, the debt crises that you see, you're ratcheting up the best part of $1 trillion of debt by the Fed every 90 or 100 days. Now, that's not a good sign. And there will be a judgment day one day, and it's an enormous amount of money. You've got the BRICS, the other side of it, of course. So yes, maybe it's a shift away from the mighty dollar.
Peter, thank you so much for joining me.
You're more than welcome, Gavin.